McCarthy and Kyle slash Brock Purdy will have to wait. The topics we had planned, we need to replay Derek's take because I am being inundated. Private talk and text line. Tweets. The ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line that Jesse monitors. He has struck a chord with the populace.
Yeah.
So, Jesse, being the quality producer that you are, you can run it back with what Derek said. Is that correct?
Just like LaFleur, yep, we can.
Yeah, I have to admit, if Aaron Rodgers is traded, the running it back is dead. Can we all agree on that?
I think that's a fair point, yes. So here, if you just missed it, Derek Blakeslee normally comes in, presented by PDS, to talk Badgers. He is the Badgers outsider, after all. But he spoke from the heart of a Packers fan, born and bred in Reedsburg, Wisconsin.
Yeah, deglaciated, which I didn't know that was the case, but it's deglaciated, and it's inverted from Baraboo. So there's Reedsburg is a deglaciated, inverted Baraboo, is what Derek.
And he drove up to Green Bay once.
Yeah, and he figured it all out when he was on that drive.
So, but Brandon on Twitter couldn't agree more with the Badgers outsider.
Ooh, I saw a more vulgar version on the opposite end on the ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. Well.
Erica? Was it from Erica?
It was not from Erica. No, Erica would never. She knows the rules.
Keep us out of trouble there with the FCC. All right, but let's... Derek didn't use any questionable language. He was argumentative and, dare I say, a little convincing. Here is Derek Blakeslee, the Badgers outsider, with his take moments ago on Aaron Rodgers and Stockholm Syndrome.
It's over. Baby, it's love season in Green Bay.
The stars, season of love.
The stars have lined up. The Lombardi trophies have not. We haven't won enough games. He's at the end of his career. We got value for him, and we got a guy that's put the time in. Some of professional sports is about the narratives and the stories. I'm sick of feeling like we're part of some marital problem, family drama going into a football season. I want the story about a team that's emerging, growing, getting better, winning or losing, and then moving forward. This state has learned a lot from Chris McIntosh and what happened in Madison, and it translates all the way up to the Valley. We are comfortable in this misery of having to root for a guy a lot of people don't like who doesn't throw the ball as well as he used to and isn't bringing home trophies. Guys, it's over. It's over. Let me be the one to say it because that's probably who people want to hear it from. The Badgers outsider, a regular guy off the street who shows up for 25 minutes a day, is the one who finally has to put his foot down, and I hope you're listening out there, folks. The time for Aaron Rodgers to play football for the Green Bay Packers is over. He's been here for 40 years. It's not like we can't field a team by putting some guy out there that's going to be able to do what he does and we're going to actually like him. Shailene Woodley comes out and calls it the darkest period of her life. Everything had to be on his terms. He doesn't talk to his family. Everything's on his terms. He's taken our whole franchise hostage, held it hostage for 3 years. It's time to move on. Please.
All right, so Tausch. We obviously have a lot of history with Aaron Rodgers. We have seen all the great things he has done. We have watched, you were on the field for many of his great moments. I have covered all of his great moments. Did we need not just the Badgers outsider, but in some ways a Packers outsider in Derek to say this to us, for us to consider the possibility that he's right? I'm not saying that I'm willing to cede that ground to him. But I think he made some pretty reasonable points. And I do think it's fair to question. And look, we could question it in real time and then have him go to the Jets or the Raiders.
Here's the deal.
And so, have success and regret it.
All right, here's the deal. And I understand people's point of view on it. what you're saying and what Derek's saying, but he wouldn't say, is do you still think that Aaron Rodgers has it? Because you're not trading him if you do. If you really believe that he still has it, like after the MVP season, and then I think that was after that season where he basically went scorched earth, the Packers were under no circumstances trading him. They weren't going to. Now you're hearing these rumors, and there's a lot of smoke going on. Typically, you know how that goes. If there's a lot of smoke, there's fire. So it makes me wonder if this is happening. If you believe that Aaron Rodgers is still that guy, you ain't trading him. You're keeping him. You're paying him the money that you agreed to pay him last year, and you roll with it. If you don't, you think his skills have diminished to the point where he is no longer the guy that can lead this franchise forward.
Let me give you an alternative. What if you think his skills have not diminished to that level, but you think it's run its course here? That it's never going to happen here. There's too much of the extraneous stuff, whether it's how he treats young players, whether it's not utilizing the system as the offensive system is designed by the head coach, whether it's the way his relationship is with the general manager, whether it's the, in some people's opinions, the kind of out there place that he's gotten to in terms of his worldview. All those things.
I'm hearing you. I listened. But the bottom line is, if you help a team win a bunch of games and you're a great player, you think any of those things trump that?
I think this is why Goody said what he did during the bye week, because I do think he's trying to live by what you're saying and convince himself that no matter how much you have to put up with a great quarterback, it's worth it, and I don't know if he's sure of it. And I think he's trying to convince himself of it, and I think we're doing the same thing. Whereas if he goes to a new place like Brady did, and maybe they kowtow to all the things that he wants like Tampa did, and it got him a title. But there's too much history here, maybe, is what I'm saying. That his skills have not diminished to the point where you don't think he can win. You don't think he can win in your situation for your team anymore, is what I'm suggesting. And you do that.
Well, that means your skills.
And if you trade him, it's also acknowledging that you could look really bad. That he could go somewhere else with a fresh start. I mean, we talk about players having success after a fresh start all the time. Can't that apply to a Hall of Fame quarterback too?
Does it happen all the time? Does it?
I think it happens
occasionally.
Sure. I agree.
It doesn't happen all the time.
Well, we talk
about it. You're doing this because you believe that your guy is no longer that guy. Otherwise, you don't trade him. And you know that.
Yeah. I think we
could sit here and say, well, maybe our judgment's clouded and some of the other. And it, you know what? It is. I don't think there's any question, because for a lot of Packer fans, and this is the point that I thought Derek brought up that was really good, was we don't know any better, and we're concerned and worried we could foil back into the 80s and 70s Packers when you make a bold move like this with a guy that still is playing at a, you know, not at an MVP level, but it's still a pretty good quarterback. Now, we were also, well, let's keep the Wisconsin guy in there. Let's do this when it comes to the McIntosh part of this and the bold move he made. And, again, for as much as we've all said we love Jimmy Leonard, well, you're not hearing any of the Jimmy Leonard defenders. You're not hearing a lot. Same thing,
true.
If Jordan Love comes in and is playing great football, everybody's going to be like, great move, Goody. Great job, LaFleur. But if it doesn't go that way, I'm fine with making a big, bold move. If you have conviction, but if you're doing it because you're sick of Aaron's antics, that ain't a good enough reason. It better be because you don't think he can do it and you think you're better suited to win going in a different direction. It can't be because you're sick and tired of Rodgers complaining or all this other stuff. That can't be your motivation. And when Derek is saying it's like a married couple fighting and all this other stuff, that ain't enough. Not in this case. It has to be, I don't think old boy's got it anymore. I still think old boy has it. And buyer beware when it comes from Green Bay. I guess seller beware when it comes to the Green Bay Packers. If you make this move, and again, you're seeing and hearing a lot of moving parts. If this happens, hey, I'm going to be a Packer fan. I'm on board, but I think you better be careful. And in this business, you can't be careful because Derek also said another. That's why I think the quote was kind of interesting, his little quip. Because you're either growing or you're dying. You're not staying the same. And if you think the Green Bay Packers vine has peaked and it's put out all the grapes that it's going to for wine, and now it's done, then you make the move. I still think there's some bumper crops that we can get out of the Aaron Rodgers era. I'm going to be curious how this plays out, and I think if there is a massive change coming, it's going to be fascinating to see the Rodgers component of it and the Jordan Love component all melding, very similar to what we saw in 2008.
So I want to talk a little bit about this because Peter King, in his it's not Monday Morning Core. Football Morning in America, I think it's called on NBC now.
FEMA.
Had some very, very, very interesting tidbits about the Jets and Rodgers, which, again, for the Favre spiel, the idea of him being traded to the Jets 15 years later after Favre was traded to the Jets is amazing if this actually comes to fruition. But I want to get to some of the things that Peter wrote. And plus, I'd like to have more than 30 seconds left for trivia at the end of the show. So,
oh boy.
We will get to that coming up next. Want to remind you that even though Associated Bank is the official bank of the Packers, we talk about their great Packers checking and all the perks that come with that. Baseball season is right around the corner, and you could be at opening day. We could also be at opening day. There's some conversations going on. Monday, April 3rd, as the Brewers open their season at AmFam Field, you could be there if you sign up for Brewers checking from Associated Bank. All you got to do is sign up before February 28th, and you will get two free tickets to opening day to see the Brewers at AmFam Field. Check out associatedbank.com/brewers to find out more. Some of the things that Peter King wrote, we will discuss next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
J-E-T-S, Jets. I just want to be some. Three paragraphs from Peter King in Football Morning in America. And yes, I'm going to read them on the radio. The fate of Aaron Rodgers, Adam Schefter reported Saturday with very little couching, about the 39-year-old Rodgers' future, that it's a real possibility. Aaron Rodgers is going to be traded in the offseason. Schefter often puts governors or conditions on his reports, but not so much here with the Packers starter for the past 15 seasons. Make no mistake, both sides are fully aware that a trade is a very real scenario this offseason for Aaron Rodgers, Schefter said. The possibilities are delicious, Peter King writes.
Oh, God.
I don't like that.
Rodgers to the Jets, maybe re-teaming with ex-Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett, who has interviewed for the New York offensive coordinator job, or Rodgers to the Patriots.
No, that ain't happening.
Which seems very Belichickian to perhaps give Mac Jones two learning seasons in the shadows. Or Rodgers to Vegas if Tom Brady doesn't beat him there. Or Rodgers to Seattle, which has 7th in cap room in 2023 and has 4 picks in the draft's top 55. You could think of 10 more teams that would be interested.
Nobody's washed and nobody wants it.
So how possible is it?
Just for the record, I rolled after I said that. I know radio sometimes doesn't
catch my... Yes, I understand. Also, I don't see him wanting to play for Belichick either. So how
he's
possible?
Not playing for Belichick.
Last paragraph. So how possible is it? Well, consider that Rodgers' cap numbers in the next two seasons would be $48.3 million combined. That's certainly manageable. As for the compensation due Green Bay, my guess is that the Pack would want at least two first-round picks. The Woody Johnson Jets, desperate for a star quarterback almost since the Broadway Joe Namath days, would happily pay that freight, I'd guess. But would Rodgers accept the deal to the Jets? We shall see. He likes Robert Saleh a lot.
He does. Loves Nathaniel Hackett. Probably get Tom Clements in a trade. Got to take Tom. Got to bring Cobber with you, right?
I'm sure Cobber would love to live in New York for a
Bob
year or two.
Bob Tonian and Alan Lazard are both free agents. They're coming over.
Bakhtiari?
No, Bakhtiari's going to stay in Green Bay.
Oh, okay, okay. He's staying. That's the line.
What do you think, Tausch? Are you coming around to the idea that this is possibly going to happen?
Yeah. No, I think...
Me too.
When Rodgers went on McAfee last week and broached this, that's when I started thinking, okay, this meeting went sour with Goody. More to the story, and okay, because, Jason, you put it up on Twitter, January 7th, which is Pearl Harbor Day, I believe.
First of all, it was June 7th at his locker that he said, yes, definitely, he's finishing his career. December 7th is Pearl Harbor Day. I'm not sure what January 7th was.
D-Day. Is there D-Day June 6th or June 7th?
I think June 6th. I think you're right.
I think it's June 6th, so it's close to the day that you said.
Almost, yeah.
But that was definitive. And then you hear this, and that's when I thought, uh-oh, something's up.
Because he put it out there himself, right? That was the big thing. He had never talked about it. As throughout the season, he never mentioned anything even close to this.
He didn't bring it up, and if he wasn't wanting to push a narrative out, he wouldn't have. That opens this up, and now with all of the other things, you know there are conversations happening, whether it's tampering or anything else. I think we're all understanding. I could see this being a spot for him because the Jets, young, loaded with talent. Defensively, he knows what he saw. They bully balled the Green Bay Packers. Robert Saleh is a really good coach from a defensive standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Big Apple, big media, big A-Rod. Could see him liking that.
Big Linda.
The Favre angle. He could do something Favre didn't do. Like, there's a lot of things in play. I don't think he wants to leave. I still don't. Until it actually happens, I won't believe it. But it's become more and more feasible as this last week is unfolded. And McAfee today is going to be must listen to because I'm sure he is going to let you into that mindset whether or not this is something he is open to. Because if the Jets are going to give up two first-round picks, they're going to need some type of we need you for a couple years, and he ain't going to do that. He'll say, I'll give you next year. I ain't sure about anything else. That is going to be – it is so fun to have Aaron Rodgers as a part of this whole operation because he is just a fascinating dude. Whether you like him or not, things are always interesting with old boy.
So here's the question before we get to Wonelly. And we will explore this, I'm sure, many, many times moving forward as this continues to unfold. When it comes down to it, and we hear it whenever we play Where's Wildy and the clip is played in the intro, I think Rodgers will cave. When it comes down to it, it's easy to think about, oh, how much fun it would be to play for the Jets or go out to Vegas and play with the Raiders and be reunited with Devontae and all this other stuff. When it comes down to that moment, like when Ted Thompson had to sign the contract that committed to the trade to send Brett Favre to the Jets. And Ted talked about it. Like, you take that pen in your hand and you're about to sign your name and you can feel what you're about to do.
Yeah.
And he did it. And he won a Super Bowl a few years later.
I'm surprised that wasn't that what DocuSign wasn't around yet then, huh?
Yeah, it was not. No. Okay. Do you think both sides of this, the general manager and the quarterback, when it comes to that moment, that DocuSign moment, do you think they could both do it?
Ooh. Goody, yes. I think Goody would do it, yeah. I think he would he would think long and hard.
Wouldn't have done it a year ago, right? We agree. Would not, no
sure.
way
no,
would have done it a year ago.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't going to do it. But I think this year changed things, and I think there's a lot of angles. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I think there's a lot of talk. There's been a lot of talk. There hadn't been that much action when it's come to actually having to make a really tough decision. It's really easy to accept $150 million from your organization. It is not as easy saying, all right, man, I just gave 18, 19 years here. I feel like I still got it. I don't want to cede this thing over, but this is what's needed to be done. You almost feel like he's kind of given in. There's a lot of psychological components to this that I am fascinated with. If indeed Aaron Rodgers does say, a deuces B.
You should say a deuces B to your old bathroom and renovate.
I'll tell you one thing, you should definitely be saying that after what you put that bathroom through the last couple days. And you know what? Wilde needs a new bathtub. He needs a new shower. He needs a new everything. You know what? I'm here to tell you about Kohler Services, a local end-to-end bath and shower design and remodel service brought to you by Kohler. A family-owned in Wisconsin business for 150 years. And when you think premium, you think quality Wisconsin brand. Kohler is at the top of that list. And Kohler is the only manufacturer offering fast, professional installation and care for life. You can start enjoying your bath or shower this new year with a special offer. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com. Tell them that I sent you. And, again, go to KohlerServicesWI.com to get this great special offer for the month of January.
I don't think there's ever been a tease within the Woe Nelly rundown that has piqued my interest more and made me more eager for Woe Nelly. Tier 1, Tyler and I are officially feuding. It says, Jesse will explain.
I'm not sure which side of that split I might be going to.
I know which side I'm going. Woe Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
The Badgers Outsider on Wilde and Tausch. He's brought to you by PDS, providing IT solutions and transforming IT for area companies for over 30 years. Find what solutions they can offer you at PDSIT.net.
I assume Jesse will build in Woe Nelly to the Tier 1 Tyler feud. Let's find out together. Time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
ESPN recently unveiled their top 10 list of rookies in the 2022-2023 NFL season. The top 10 rookies.
This will be good news. This will be good news for Goot.
How many, if any, Green Bay Packers do you believe cracked the top 10? Tausch?
I would say 2.
And they are?
Quay and C. Watt.
Jason?
I'm going to say 1. I don't think Quay Walker had that big of an impact. He made a lot of tackles, and he pushed a few people. I'm going to say just 1, and it's Christian Watson. And I'm guessing he is lower than you and I would think. Like, we would think he's, you know, 4 or 5. I bet he's 8, 9, 10, something like that.
One of you is more right than the other. Number 1 ranked rookie, Sauce Gardner of the Jets. Aiden Hutchinson of the Lions.
Hutch dog.
Hutchie.
Could have been a Packer. Chris Olave, receiver for the Saints. Garrett Wilson of the Jets. Ooh. Jets have two of the top four.
A-Rod's new wideout.
Can't wait to play with him.
Yeah. Tariq Woolen of the Seahawks, a corner.
Oh, we're down to five.
Okay. Kenneth Walker of the Seahawks, running back. Center Tyler Linderbaum for the Ravens.
Linderbaum!
Number eight on the list from ESPN.com, Christian Watson.
Nice.
Number eight, top rookies of 2022, Damian Pierce and Brock Purdy round out the top 10. No Quay Walker. Jason wins.
That's biased.
Why is it biased?
It's biased. Too many Jets.
Quay Walker's had a pretty doggone good rookie season. Did he not? Yeah. Yeah. He had some emotional outbursts.
They did have a category here for just miss. Drake London, Jalen Petre of the Texans, Algier for the Falcons. Also receiving votes. I'm looking, and I do not see Quay Walker. I see Trayvon Walker, not Quay Walker.
Why it's so hard for Devontae Wyatt to be considered. Quay Walker, for the season, had 121 total tackles. He had 1.5 sacks. He forced 3 fumbles. He had no interceptions. 7 pass breakups. I understand inside linebacker's not a stat creating machine, but those are slightly more impactful than Blake Martinez, AJ Hawk type numbers. I'm not saying that he is those players. I'm not saying he's going to be a tackle compiler, as Tausch put it earlier. I am saying that to get attention as a rookie playing inside linebacker, he needed to make more plays for people to put him on that list.
Whoa, Nelly!
I forgot we still have to play trivia, so I'm going to get to the Tier 1 Tyler situation.
Thanks for remembering.
Yep. So over the weekend, we went to our ice golf event. I mentioned this momentarily yesterday, but we wanted to make sure we talked about it with you here, Jason, because queasy about it on Friday.
I was queasy on Sunday and Monday, too.
Turns out it was the least queasy thing you had all weekend. Ice golf was a ton of fun. We divided into teams of two. So all these are Tier 1 guys. Tyler, John, and Dave, and I all participated. Tyler and John played in the event last year. Dave and I were the rookies. Tyler and John said, well, we took second last year. We have to be on a team together again this year and defend the title. So they made the rookies partner up together. Tyler signs up their team, Tyler and John, as the Golden Geese.
That sounds like some infringement.
Incredibly IPT from Tier 1 Tyler to use our trivia name for him and someone else, direct competitors to me, for this ice golf contest. And then Dave and I kicked their butts. And then so Tyler was mad that he lost, so then I took a little nap in the afternoon, and Tyler took a picture of me sleeping and posted it on Twitter, which is also incredibly IPT.
That was great. Now I follow Tier 1 Tyler on Twitter. Because it's oddly enough, his Twitter handle is not at Tier 1 Tyler.
It should be.
I now knew who he was. I was able to follow him because of that picture.
So we're beefing.
Yeah, I don't blame you for beefing, but you should have Tyler, come on, man. The geese is your deal with Jesse. Be creative. You're a creative guy.
The silver swans. The platinum pigeons.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. There's a plenty of golf terminology, and it sounds like you guys stink. So I don't know if you want.
The bronze birdies.
I'm not sure if swans want to be associated with Tyler and Dave. I think Tyler and Dave stink.
No, Dave was on my team. Tyler and John were the bad team. We got to make sure we get that. Dave was great.
Oh, Tyler and John. Yeah, broken ice or It doesn't matter. It doesn't sound like they need a
Blue
team.
Mountains.
That team needs to be broken up. That group needs to be broken up.
Yeah, they should not
Jesse
run it back.
Dave should be. Yeah, Jesse and Dave should be the awesome albatrosses or something of that nature. Keep it golf related. Don't bring the geese in. You've had so much success with the geese. You've trademarked it, and then you go and do that. Come on,
no,
T-T.
They haven't.
TOT, tot.
All right, this did not live up to its advanced billing at all. This is kind of lame.
We are not.
He used the golden geese, and he didn't even include me.
We are not going to trivia tonight.
And Jesse, you're now saying we shouldn't have given Jason grief. Look at what he just did to you. You poured your heart out. And he gave the whimpering, oh, the gutter voice. And you were bummed at me for doing it to him?
Time now for trivia.
Oh, snap.
Jesse, what's today's category?
Badgers Trivia Tuesday.
Tummy aches.
And I hope
tummy
you're okay. I hope you're all right for the final segment.
Tummy ache Tuesday.
Caller 11 for the number. Never mind. Caller 11, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 11 for Wilde and Tausch trivia against the clock. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Quick reminder before we get to trivia. I don't know when the big storm is coming next, but be ready for it with your Aaron snow thrower. Whatever Mother Nature dishes out, you're going to be able to handle it. As long as you use it, and as long as you don't shovel instead of actually using your Aaron's snow thrower. Check out Aaron's.com. See all the models. Find the right one that fits your budget and fits your needs. Aaron's, quality and comfort beyond expectations. Time now for trivia.
Oh, snap. Wilde and Tausch contestants are competing to win crispy, fresh, delicious snacks from Oh Snap Pickling Company. Win not just any snack will do. Experience Oh Snap Pickled Veggies. Oh, snap.
And when you decide to play trivia against the clock, it always helps to have a veteran who can lead you to victory. We welcome in Jeff in Monroe. Jeff, good morning. How are you today?
Good. Big news on Kevin and Kerry, but Jesse told me under no circumstances can I tell them.
Okay, great. We don't have time. So congratulations to them, whatever it might be. All right, question one in Badgers Trivia Tuesday, Jeff.
It's unfortunate.
Wisconsin football has hired Matt Mitchell, who spent the last 13 years as the head coach of Division II Grand Valley State University, to take over which of these positions? Is it special teams and outside linebackers coach? Is it director of name, image, and likeness initiatives? Or is it Tausch's executive assistant for radio color commentary?
Special teams and outside linebackers coach.
One for one.
Wow. So is this news great news?
Hey, stop talking.
I'm more interested
trivia.
In that than
Let's
reading
go.
This next question.
Great news, yes. Great news.
Oh, it's great news. Ooh, all right. I can't wait to hear about
one
it.
Minute.
All right, Jeff, which of these is the only Big Ten men's basketball team ranked in this week's AP Top 25 poll? Michigan State, Indiana,
Purdue.
Or Purdue?
God, he's the best. Question
Purdue.
Three. Which Wisconsin football presented a recruiting offer yesterday to the son of which of these former NFL stars? Is it Mike Allstott, Brian Urlacher, or LaDainian Tomlinson?
Tomlinson.
Oh.
Brian Urlacher? Really?
Kelly Urlacher.
What's he doing here? Brian Urlacher's kid. What are you doing here?
Jeff, thanks for playing. Can't wait to hear the good news. That's it for us today.
Perfect week's
thanks
over.
Thanks for coming along for the ride. Everybody take care. Be good.
Still had 10 seconds. We could have done anything here.